I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association recently issued a joint policy statement aimed at reducing kids' consumption of sugary drinks. To talk about health problems connected with sugary drinks and what parents can do to make a new, healthier plan is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, give us the facts about how many sugary drinks children and teens in the U.S. are consuming.
On average, each child in this country consumes 30 gallons of sugary beverages each year. And unfortunately, none of that is nutritionally necessary or really beneficial. And these sugary drinks can include anything from fruit juice to sugar-sweetened sodas, tea, any type of beverage that is sugar-sweetened.
And what are the health problems or the health risks that come from a steady diet of sugary drinks like that for kids?
Sugar-sweetened beverages obviously increase the caloric intake and can cause excessive weight gain. Also, these can lead to dental cavities, and our oral health we know is very important to overall child health, as well as toddler's diarrhea. Increased consumption of fruit juice specifically can lead to loose stools in young children, and this is something that we commonly see.
You're saying fruit juice is pretty sugary, too, as far as a steady diet of it.
Sure. 100% fruit juice is certainly healthier than sugar-sweetened fruit juice. However, whole fruits contain the fiber and other essential nutritional contents that the fruit juices do not contain.
So that's step one. If we want to ensure that our child has fruit, then we're going to give whole fruit instead of fruit juice.
Whole fruit, certainly. And if fruit juice is a must in your house, then we would recommend diluting it and limiting the intake. For kids that are less than a year, they need no fruit juice at all. For kids that are between 1 and 6 years old, we recommend less than 4 ounces a day. And then for kids greater than 6, we recommend no more than 8 ounces a day.
Well, let's talk about a healthier plan or recommendations to reduce sugary drinks for kids. What should we do?
Well, babies under a year of age don't need any water, and in fact, that's not recommended. But for kids older than a year of age, we do recommend water, and essentially when they're thirsty, water should be the primary beverage. And then some children will say they don't like plain water. For the most part, habits will form if you offer it enough times. But one healthy option would just be a splash of lemon or a splash of lime or a splash of orange in just a glass of plain water.
What about getting kids of all ages on board if a family is really going to put this new plan in place?
So first and foremost, setting an example with the adults in the house would be a great place to start. So satisfying the sweet tooth with whole fruit, using water as the primary beverage for kids a year in age and above, and eliminating sodas, sweetened teas, or any other sugar-sweetened beverages is just a smart choice for the whole family.
And perhaps you can have these things on occasion, special occasions.
Absolutely. Anything in moderation, Bobby. I totally agree. This is just should not be primary sources of nutrition in our diets.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this information about sugary drinks and kids' health.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.